evening, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day, and I'm just so thankful to God. And it's been a real wonderful time for myself and for my family. And for a long time, I have been training for a marathon, or ultra marathon. So it's a 7-hour timed event, and I know lots of people know I'm a runner, but this like really means so much to me. And when God encouraged me, you know, to run, I didn't know why. I didn't know what was going to come out of it. It was something that was spoken to me, but I listened. And since 2022, I did have a bit of a year out last year, but this year I just really got my determination back. I've really got my drive back. And you know, I did never have stopped running, but I never done races and never done things that, you know, it was just, I was inconsistent and I didn't have a plan. But this year I really just wanted to plan, and I really wanted to really see what I was capable of. And on Friday, one of my training sessions was to run 22 miles, but I was actually on the phone to Lara. Lara was like, wow, if it's 22 miles, why don't you just try and do the full marathon and see where you come from? See how you get. So I was really determined then. I thought, do you know what? I'm really going to go for this. I'm going to go and run a marathon just on a Friday and just really see how I'm capable and what my body is capable of, and my mindset during this. Because, you know, your body can do so much, but really in those miles it's the mind that carries you. So 10 miles is fine for me, that's now, like now, because I've trained really hard, then 10 miles is, you know, is my point. And I'm happy, like I'm good, like I enjoy that run. And then, you know, I struggled for quite a few weeks to get to like the for my body to like go down before half marathon. But when I was doing this, you know, I'd done a sub-2 half marathon last week, which was one of my really big goals that I really wanted to do. And I know it's not in the running world, that's not big, but for me on a personal level, that was really huge. And then obviously then the week after, then my training was this huge long mileage. So I sat out to go, and if I'm honest, I was very nervous. I was, I kind of didn't know if I was actually going to get through it. But I had said, this is what I'm going to do. So I knew within me that I had to do it, and that I couldn't let myself down. I couldn't let, you know, I just couldn't let myself down. I didn't want to come home and feel defeated. I didn't want to come home and not have achieved what I set out to achieve. So it was really, really, really tough. I'm not going to say it was easy, because it wasn't. And during this whole period of running, you know, I ran the whole 26.2 miles, and I set off, and the whole journey, really just shown me my confidence is built. I feel something within me is like fully changed. I just feel very like I know I can get through anything. If physically and mentally I could get through something, or just on a Friday, you know, that wasn't racing, that was just me by myself, my 2 feet. And I learned a lot, you know, the things that I thought. So I've always tried to run with something on, but my battery was actually, because of the length of how long I was running, and, you know, consistently having the GPS on and the music on, my battery was really running low. And I looked and I thought, I really need to turn my headphones off. So from like mile 12, I was running just me, myself, hearing my feet tipper tatter, which was lovely. And it was just me and God. And it was, you know, there's many times during this run I really wanted to give up. I didn't think I had it in me. I was actually led out at mile 21 on the ground on the cycle track, and I was saying to myself, God damn, Lawrence, why did you encourage me to do this? Because I would only have like a mile left and now I have to do an extra 10k. I was like laughing to myself, but I thought, you know, and something just really clicked within me. Something just from that point, I said, I've got this far and there's no way that I'm going to give up. There's no way that I'm going to let myself down. And, you know, from a girl who used to give up, who used to, you know, and don't get me wrong, there has been during my time with God and really putting God first and dealing with things in a godly manner rather than a worldly manner, there has been times where it has been really difficult, and I have given in. Like I want to explain that, you know, when I say for me I am sober, I do not go out and deal with things the way I used to. I've had a few drinks, you know, on special occasions, if something is way too much, you know, but there was nowhere near, you know, what God has taught me during these whole 5 years. You know, I do not go out, I do not go in, you know, deal with things, I do not mask my problems. I will go out and have fun, but on a very, in a very small quantity, you know, of time. There's not like a lot of times I go out, you know. I have been really, for me, like, especially off anything else, you know, I've been so, but for me, I just felt like I wanted to say that. But going back to the run, I just, you know, for me, that was so huge. For someone who used to give up at every point, for someone who used to go and mask her problems, to go and not deal with them. I never dealt with my problems in the way that I do now. I go out for a run and I can truly see the difference in me going for a run, in me actually, my mind really working, you know, my mind works for me. The strength in the ability that is within me is really, really, really strong now. Like, I am so strengthened. I am so thankful. I am so grateful for the Word of God, for the Word of God that really has carried me for so long, for, you know, the strength that I've taught myself, that, you know, even if the strongest battles come, that I've, like, God just taught me, God led me, God is leading me, God is guiding me, you know. God, you can do hard things, you really can, and running a marathon is the ultimate, you can do hard things. To really run that longevity of time, it took me 4.5 hours, 4 hours, 33 minutes and 16 seconds to be precise. And I was really grateful for that because, you know, I always said I would like to run a marathon in 4.5 hours. And, you know, and now it just, it, because that's what I think I'm capable of. But, you know, if I can up my level of thinking and up my game of thinking of I can actually run the sub 4, then I will be able to do this. And it's all about mindset. Everything that we do is about mindset. Everything that we speak is going to become. So if you stay in the mindset of belief of if you stay in the mindset of belief of, you know, of being mediocre, then you're going to stay mediocre. But if you are in the mindset of, you know, you really can and are capable, you are so capable, you can really do everything that is really encouraged. You can get through the most toughest of times. Even when you're hurting, you know, my whole body was so drained. My whole body was hurting. My legs were hurting. I did not know how I was going to continue. But it's made me hungry, so hungry for more. That now I know on my 7-hour timed event that I want to prove more than a marathon. I want to do more. I want to become more. You know, I want to prove to myself that I can really just keep going. That for someone who never kept going, who struggled at every point, and not that the struggles aren't there, but it's the carrying on with the positive, great attitude that even though I may struggle, even though I may go through stuff, that I can truly get through it, and so can you. And God will give you something so personal. He will give you something that you really do truly need within you. That's something that is going to prove not just yourself, but it's going to prove to, you know, that inner person, you know, that inner person within you, that the people around you, you know, the people around you, that you can truly move. You can truly become. You can become exactly who you want to be. But it just depends where your heart is. Where is your heart? Where is your thinking? If you think you can't, you can't. If you think you can, you can. You know, the world is really your oyster. You can truly. It just depends on what you want, and this is what it comes down to. Writing your visions, writing your goals, what you want, and what is it that God is trying to show you? What is it that's going to carry you? Because things will carry you a lifetime. Things that God shows you, the experience that God gives you, will carry you a lifetime. This isn't just for a short moment. You know, the things that God is trying to, you know, trying to give you right now is life changing. So let God change your life. Let God really prove himself in the way of, you know, he can give to you. He can really show you. Because he loves you and he really wants you to have an understanding of who you are and what you are capable of. So if you know this and you have that knowing and you have a, you know, and your heart is truly set on the desire that you truly want, then you're going to win. Have you got that winning mindset, or are you still defeated? Are you still got that feeling of defeat or actually do a bit of a checkup from the neck up? Like, actually, I might be encouraged to do this, but do I really want to do it? Is it in my heart? And if there's not, and it's of God, then ask God to change your heart. You know, it's simple, but you know, because the things that God gives you are going to give you the things for your benefit, for to really teach you, to guide you, to lead you, for you to have the best life. It's just been a real fantastic, wonderful weekend, you know, that we sold our caravan in, and you know, another really huge testimony again, you know, we sold our caravan because, you know, it was the place it was at, etc. And we really wanted bigger things, and you know, we then had someone in contact, and we are now getting a camper van, which is so exciting, you know, the things, the desires of our heart. And it's very quick turnaround, because God wants you to have the things. God wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to know that you can do. He wants you to know that there's nothing too hard for you. So really be encouraged today. Really just go full force into the things that God is showing you to do. And you know what? It might not be go and run a marathon. It might be go and run your own business. It might go and open a fellowship. It might let God guide you. Let God lead you, you know. The things that he says are really going to give you such greatness. But do you believe that? What is your belief? So anyway, this is what I really wanted to share today. And God bless you.